Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Laughter Life with Adam McKay. That's me. I am driving. This is a midnight edition. This is going to be episode 37. And my relief was late, so I'm late. And I'm just on my way home, and it's kind of a torrential downpour. It's just me and you and the rain in this beautiful fall monsoon here in Nova Scotia. So thanks for joining us. Nothing planned. I just said, you know what? Traffic's going to be a bit heavier, I think, for whatever reason. There's been a couple of accidents, I guess due to the weather, of course, and maybe people not driving to the conditions because some people are just jackasses and they don't know how to drive. And if I was like the mayor of the town or like some omniscient godlike being, I would just warn people. If you get in a car accident during rush hour, you're fucking on your own, okay? People are late enough. I'm just going to send a plow your way, and they're going to push you into the ditch or into the side of whatever. And when rush hour subsides, then we'll dispatch people to check on you. Okay? That's what I would do. Love the rain. I actually really love autumn. I really do. I think it's my second favorite season. I really do. I really think it is. And I think winter is my first. I love winter. I love skating. I love the snow. I love Christmas. I love snowmobiling. I love hockey. It's just a romantic, kind of a beautiful, I don't know, it's like when everything is snow covered, it's clean. It feels like a nice clean slate. Everything's, it's just beautiful. I love it. I really do. And the autumn, there's also a freshness about the autumn that I love. I love how, you know, the heat is finally subdued, and the coolness of this, you know, changing of the seasons approaches, and everything kind of cools down, and it's just a fresh, it smells fresh. There's an interesting odor in the air, and I love that. And I apologize if the sound quality is a little off. Like I said, I'm driving, it's raining, the wipers are going, but I thought it might make for a nice little setting for episode 37 of The Laughter Life with Adam McKay. That's me. So thanks for being here, everybody. Now I'm fucking at a light, and all these jackasses are like me, trying to get home so they can eat some sushi. I don't know if I'm actually having sushi, but God damn it, I'd love that. So I guess I'm going to talk. I was going to maybe talk about some Halloween movies and stuff, but I'm going to actually do a special Halloween episode, and I'm going to talk about two different kinds of movies. The first will be my top favorite fun Halloween movies. These are movies that aren't necessarily jump scares or, you know, freak your ass out so you gotta sleep with all the lights on, you know, a 12 gauge under your mattress. But, and then do a separate list for movies that might make you want to sleep with a 12 gauge. So I'll do that. I'll come up with that, and we'll be putting that out for Halloween. That'll be fun, and I'll try to get some spooky sounds, and we'll do it at the Laughter Life Cabin, so it'll be nice and crackling, and it'll be a good time, and everyone will enjoy. What else can I talk about? I was going to talk about religion and politics and sexuality, but I read somewhere that stuff's like you shouldn't talk about all that stuff, so I guess I won't, okay? I guess I won't. I got someone's high beams up my ass. That's no good. God damn it. It's so hard. I wish I planned this stuff out better. It's a bad sign when the host of the show is yawning, trying to fall asleep. I really love when I get some letters from you guys, and it's been, I guess ever since taking a little bit of a break for the family stuff there,
It's been a bit slow as far as engagement goes. It's kind of a funny thing, you know, you take your, things are going so great and there's tons of engagement. You take the foot off the gas for a second or two and it feels like all the momentum is gone. So that's okay, I get it, I understand, you know, we're living in, it's 2019, people's attention spans are getting shorter and shorter, supposedly. I don't know where I read that. That's the shitty thing about me. That's what separates real brilliant geniuses and then, like, Joe Blow normal dudes like me and you, or maybe you're much better than me, you probably are, but is that I've consumed so much different knowledge in my life and in experiences, but I've never learned how to put it all together and compartmentalize it and connect all the dots of everything. So that's, and you know, you're listening to me, you know what to expect. It's it comes out of my mouth and just, like, I don't know, like friggin' diarrhea. And there's not a whole lot of sensible chronological ordering of this stuff. But, what the hell is that? Oh, a car in front of me made a really strange noise and it kind of frightened me, but moving on. So yeah, I don't know how to, and I'm already forgetting why I'm on this topic. I really am. Because I thought of something to talk about and I heard somebody say it. I guess it's like I heard the, oh, I know why, yeah. Because our attention spans are getting shorter, as I've just demonstrated. And the reason they're saying is because of how we're learning. You know, we're learning a lot more. I watch a lot more lectures on like YouTube, for instance. Whereas had I read the thesis or the journal or whatever it was based upon, I might have a better sense of that knowledge I'm intaking. But because I'm taking it in, you know, I feel like video and audio, it's almost like taking a shot. Instead of smoothly sipping on something like a nice fine scotch, and you really can draw out everything that is in that scotch, the way we're learning these days with YouTube and video and audio and like this podcast, it's more of like you're doing a shot. You barely, you know, in 5 minutes, you won't remember how it tasted. That's a pretty stupid analogy, maybe, but like I said, diarrhea. So just put your hands in there and figure out something from what I've just said. Is this even recording? I'm scared to look at the thing because I'm trying to focus and drive, and it's pouring rain. There's tons of traffic. It's dark. And I'm trying to put out this special podcast. I don't know if it's going to be episode 37 or perhaps a special Patreon episode 5. And just in the off chance I do throw it up on Patreon, I'd like to thank all of my patrons, all 6 of you. We're a little bit short for our goal, but I think we'll get there. I'd like to thank Lo. I'd like to thank Jamie. I'd like to thank Greg. I'd like to thank John. I'd like to thank Frank. And I'd like to thank Sam. There you go. That's it. That's the 6 of you. And I know some of you are maybe a little bit tepid about sending us some messages or talking about sending us something to discuss or whatnot. But please do. We're not here to pick on any of your ideas. We'll just touch on them respectfully, and you guys are. You know, you're why we're doing this. Not just you patrons, but other listeners as well. And that goes for anybody. Anybody that follows us on Twitter, we're at Laugh Life Adam on Twitter. You can always shoot us a DM or at me and at us and let us know what you want to talk about or if there's any concerns or questions. We love engaging. We really do. It makes this a lot easier, and especially when I don't have plans and I don't know what to talk about. I guess the problem is there's so much to talk about in the world, and I don't want to just drivel on nonsense like I have been doing. I'd like to pick some things that maybe you're interested in. I don't want to talk just because I like the sound of my own voice. I do know that I have a unique perspective, and what I enjoy the most is discussing things with other people and hearing their perspectives and then giving them back my take, and then we kind of discuss the differences, perhaps, and hopefully we both learn something from the other. And that's what that's my goal for this podcast. And occasionally, you know, I've been trying to do trying to be creative lately. The last couple years of my life, I've been trying to write things and come up with some concepts and conceptualizations and other words that mean the same thing for that. And so I try to sprinkle in some jokes from time to time that I've written. And I guess another part of why I wanted to do the podcast when I initially started it was I'm not brave enough to just write some stand-up material and then go do it. I'm not afraid to admit that I'm kind of frightened by the prospect. I guess I'm frightened at the prospect of putting my heart and soul into some of those jokes, putting it all together, practicing it, getting up on stage, forgetting any of it would be soul-sucking. And I know, you know, I've heard it from 1,000 successful comedians. You have to go up and bomb. You have to do it. And it's a part of growing as a comedian. It's a part of growing as an entertainer, I guess. And that's something that frightens me. It's not something I'm used to. Most things in my life that I've tried to do, I've not bombed at them at all. And, you know, mostly due to such a fear of failing at something that I over prepare and that causes me to succeed at whatever it is. But the problem with this is it's such a subjective thing, the art of comedy and the art of writing. No matter how much I prepare for, it really doesn't matter, because there's not really, I can't just study and regurgitate something. You know, that's plagiarism, that's theft. I don't want to do that. I want to come up with jokes that are somewhat meaningful enough to set my jokes aside from the next guy, and if they're clever enough, and if they're simple enough, and if they resonate enough with an audience. And I've done all this through my own unique voice, which is informed by my own experiences, which should be unique, hopefully, to some many others. Hopefully all that would culminate in some entertaining comedy. But like I said, fear of failure is keeping me off the stage and getting me on the airwaves here, the podcast airwaves. And I understand this is a very long and rambly ramble. I do happen to know that some of my listeners actually enjoy the ramblings and enjoy the directionless, rudderless drivel that comes out, because it makes them feel like we're just shooting the shit together as they're driving home or as they're at work or wherever you are right now listening. And so that's cool too. You know, that's cool too. I just, I'm such a student of comedy and entertaining that I often overanalyze my own output, and I worry that it's boring. And it very well might be, because we've yet to talk about anything, and it's been like 12 minutes, so. But you're keeping me company on my drive home, and I appreciate that. And the next thing I'm going to talk to you about is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Where is he? I thought he was coming back. I do have a theory. As you all know, I love dogs. And there's a prevailing theory that all dogs go to heaven. But I have a theory that only dogs go to heaven. And that's precisely why Jesus has yet to return. It's because he is too busy picking up fucking dog shit in heaven. And that's it. It's just Jesus walking around in his flip-flops. That's why he invented flip-flops, by the way. Jesus flip-flops were invented by Jesus because he was sick and tired of stepping barefoot in all the fucking dog shit in heaven. So, he also hasn't returned because that's all there is to do, you know. Every time he thinks he's got it all pat, he'll blink, and the place just fills right back up with dog shit. There's no people in heaven. Everyone's an asshole. We're all going to hell. We've already understand that. So, it's just Jesus and dead dogs and dog shit in heaven. Okay? That's it. That's my theory. Prove me wrong. I'll wait. No, I won't really wait. I checked the time. Like, maybe I should just end the episode there, but nah, whatever. Oh, I got one more little ranty thing that I discovered today. So Bethesda is a video game producing company, a video game company. They make video games. And they make a lot of good video games. They've released a lot of great video games, some of my favorite games of all time. Fallout series, the Skyrim series, or Elder Scrolls, I guess they're called. But like Fallout 3, Fallout 4, and Fallout New Vegas, and Skyrim are some of my favorite games ever to play. I love those games. They're just so in-depth and so customizable and just fantastic. So anyway, having said all that, Fallout 76 comes out, and it's a big piece of shit. It's glitchy as fuck, and not many people like it. There's no NPCs, which for any non-gamers, that means non-playable characters, and they're kind of like the, you know, playing Zelda, and you're going to this little town, and you go talk to the innkeeper, and then you go talk to the armor salesman. Like, that's kind of fun. It's fun to interact with non-playable characters in these video games. So anyway, this game, they don't have any of those, or they didn't have any of those. And furthermore, you can't go into a map by yourself. You have to go online to play this game, and there's going to be you can get trolled by other players, and they can kill you if they want. And I get it. They took a really good game and a cool idea and a great engine, and they mixed it with like a World of Warcraft kind of feel, and it just didn't work. It just wasn't received well, and to boot, there was tons of glitches and bugs, and there was even if you wanted to get away from it all, there was nowhere to go to just like hang out with non-playable characters in this game. Which is kind of fun sometimes, you know, because it makes the game feel a little bit more, or a little less empty, rather. Which is kind of odd, because I always felt, you know, maybe playing with other real people might make it feel filled, but it actually made me feel like it was the opposite. And I was, like, wanting computer players to go play with. Anyway, so Bethesda released a version of that game today. Which is supposed to patch a lot of the problems and add a bunch of stuff. However, they're charging people for it. You can either subscribe monthly for $13. I think it's even American, so that's probably $15 or $16 for me a month. Or buy it for a year for $100. So that's like $135. And this is after people already bought the fucking game. They already bought the game, and I just don't understand why they wouldn't be like, anyone that previously bought the game, you can have it for free, and anybody buying the game going forward can get it for $20 or whatever, do something. Just another slap in the face, and people are pissed off, and I don't really have any material or jokes other than, fuck you, Bethesda. I saved the tweet because I said, you know what, in 3 years when you're gone bankrupt, and you'll be wondering why, I will retweet this tweet I just bookmarked, and point out that's why, because you did this sort of shit to people. And that's that. And I'm getting pretty close to home, but I'll talk for a few more minutes, and I don't know, is there anything I can plug? Well, it's getting close to Christmas, folks. It's getting close to Christmas. You can go to laughterlife.ca and do all your Christmas shopping right there. There's all of our various links to all our various sponsors. Too many to name, okay? Too frickin' many to name. But I will talk about Amazon, because if you just use our Amazon links on laughterlife.ca and do all your normal Amazon shopping, that supports us. So if you don't want to do Patreon, which is only $1 a month, and it's at patreon.com/thelaughterlife. The Patreon is $1 a month, and we're going to put all that money back into the podcast. And once we get up to 100 patrons, we're going to be donating a portion of that to Worthy Animal Charities. So there's that. You can support us that way. And I mean, I'm not going to be quitting my job anytime soon to be doing this. But you need to know that if there ever was a point that I could make enough money to just do this, I'm working for you now. I do what you want me to do. Anyway, going back to Amazon. So you don't want to necessarily support us, but you do want to shop on Amazon. If you just take that one extra step and go to thelaughterlife.ca and do it there, that's all you need to do. You're supporting us, you're buying all your double-sided dildos or whatever the fuck it is you're buying, and everybody wins. Everybody wins, okay? So I plugged the Patreon, I plugged this website, that's all, because all the shit's on the website. Oh, I guess the one other thing we can plug is Twitch, because I don't have any links up for Twitch. We started playing Twitch. I'm just streaming like Fortnite once in a while. I play the game a lot, so I figured why not get a Twitch account and maybe some funnel some people or people some trickle down over there. And I play Fortnite and I rant and rave there. I mean, that's like a free episode. It's free to follow, free to sign up. And if you play video games and you play any games that I am playing, then we can play together too, and we can chat, and you can be live streaming with me, and people can be watching us rant and rave or joke or just riff on whatever. So that's kind of a fun thing. It's twitch.tv, and I believe we're The Laughter Life as well, twitch.tv/The Laughter Life there as well. So that's it. Everything else you can find on the laughterlife.ca, because all the links are there for Twitter, YouTube, and all the different podcast places. I really hate pitching this shit, but god damn it, everything I've read says I have to. And I feel like by this point of the podcast, you're all fucking gone anyway, and you won't even hear it. So I could just, I feel like the last 5 minutes of every episode, I could just fart for 5 minutes straight. And no one would ever comment on it, because they would. There's no one to hear it. It's like, you know, if Adam farts for 5 straight minutes on a podcast, nobody hears it. Does he really fart for 5 minutes straight? I gotta tell you, people, the answer is yes, I do. Especially when I have Kaviki sausage. That particularly makes me fart for 5 minutes straight. But anyway, I'm ranting and raving and rambling on a bit too long here, and I'm about to be pulling off into my gated community. I'm just kidding, I live in a gated, there's no gate. It is a community, but it's not gated. Anyway, I'm about to get home. Thank you so much for keeping me company on this long, long, windy, rainy drive home. This is The Laughter Life with Adam McKay. Thanks so much. You all know where to get me. I just want you to know I appreciate you. I really do. Appreciate all the support, and we hope you have fun. And like I said before, please send us ideas, topics, concerns, questions. We love engagement. That's all we do. Okay? So you all have a very good night. This has been a very special midnight edition of the podcast, The Laughter Life with Adam McKay. Take care.